Hello and welcome to the Singing Buddha podcast. My name is Lucy Burns. I'm a coach and author of the book 15 Steps to Lasting Happiness. I'm also known as the artist, songwriter and music producer Lazy Hammock. In these episodes, I will be sharing my take on life from a creative and spiritual perspective, looking at ways in which we can tap into our limitless potential so that we are able to become our best selves, not only creatively, but also emotionally, physically, and spiritually, enabling us to navigate our lives and emotions in a more balanced and grounded way within this world, whilst endeavouring to remain true to our core creative selves. Listen in to either start or continue on your journey of awareness and expansion, stepping into your own rhythm and unique flow, where together we can learn to let go, allow, and just be, hopefully resulting in a deeper connection to ourselves, each other, and the wider universe. Hello, and welcome to episode 8, season 2 of the Singing Buddha podcast. It's lovely to be back with you all. I hope that you've been able to enjoy the holiday, if you've had a holiday at all. And for those who celebrate Christmas, happy Christmas. I felt I wanted to do an episode today because it's the last day of the year and it felt very apt to me because I started this podcast on the first day of the year, the 1st of January 2021. And I wanted to go full circle with it and do a podcast today on the 31st of December. And not only that, but I've been thinking a lot about us living out our individual purpose and how at New Year, quite often we like to think about a new start and we like to put in motion all the things that we maybe haven't done in the last year or the new ideas or dreams that we have for the new year. Sometimes these dreams last until about March and then they fall along the wayside and others can continue. And I think really it's about small changes, one thing at a time, because I think sometimes when we kind of go all out and we can do everything, we can change everything, and then we find it overwhelms us because we try and do everything. And we do it for a week or so. And then the things start sort of slipping. And then we try and pick them up and juggle them. And then we get stressed out by them. I like to come back to this thing about living out our individual purpose. Because that is the one thing that I really see people struggle with a lot. People tend to want to please. Not all people, but it starts out from when we're young. When we're children. And we want to please our parents or our carers. We want to be accepted. And we know if we behave in a certain way, we will be accepted or we will be praised. And we've been taught that by our carers or parents, because if we do what we're told and fit into the mold, then that's good. And if we don't, that's bad. But quite often, we're not left to just become who we really are, because we are always trying to fit into a mold. And it's not just at home. It goes on when we go to nursery and when we go to school and then college or university. Any of those places where we are expected to fit in and be very similar to the people around us. And if we aren't, we're often looked down upon. And I don't know if you remember back to your school days when the most important thing for a teenager is to fit in and to be like the people who are around you, your peers. I never fitted in when I was at school. I was the only person of colour in my whole school and I was just seen of as different. And it didn't matter what I did, I wasn't able to fit in. And that feeling of not being able to fit in stayed with me for many years and not being accepted. But now it's incredible because I use that in a different way. I don't feel that I don't fit in anymore, but I don't necessarily want to fit in the way that I thought I wanted to when I was young. I like being different. I like who I've become because of what I've been through. I like that the decisions I make from my intuition, I make from my heart. I work in the way that I want to work because I have designed my life that way. It hasn't always been that way, believe me. But I believed in the power of the mind. I believed in the power of intuition, the power of imagination. And I spent many, many hours focusing my mindset on where or which direction I wanted to go, even if at that time I wasn't there or anywhere near it. But I want to bring it back to thinking about the control that people have over us and the molds that we have to fit into. And it really is like we have to fit into them when we're young, because if we don't, it really is at our peril a lot of the time, especially at school. And the problem is that most of us are controlled or led to live the path of other people from birth onwards. First, either our parents or carers have an idea of how they want us to see and experience the world, either as they have done, as they think it's the right way, or a way that they imagine is the right way. Many parents live their lives through their children because maybe theirs hasn't gone how they wanted it to go. And then we go on to nursery and school, and some people college or university. And these are societal routes mapped out before us. And if we're seen diverting from these routes, we can often be treated as an outsider or a dissenter, a weirdo, a hippie, a nonconformist. But we have to recognise that all of these groups we have been a part of have tried to shape us into a mould, an accepted mould within society. Now, how possibly can we all fit that mould? We can't. We're not supposed to. We've been told to, but we're not supposed to. A mould is for jelly. It's not for humans. Open expanse and freedom of expression is for humans. Freedom to think, freedom to be, freedom to listen, freedom to understand, freedom to take steps forward, freedom to take steps backwards, freedom to say no, freedom to say yes, freedom to say I like something, freedom to say I don't like something. And to be able to say and do these things, and for that to be accepted and to be heard and to be respected, which often it's not. But in our own little world, our own small world around us, try and aim for some freedom within, from your mindset. What are you thinking? What are you listening to? Which way are you directing your life? Where do you want to go? Hear that. Step out of the mold. We are not supposed to be molded. How do we untangle ourselves from these invisible or not so invisible chains? I have a few ideas maybe you can try, and see if any of them work for you. A break from TV and social media. It's not easy, but I know that a lot more people now are getting rid of their TVs and not listening so much to the news. So have a break. It's like having a break from being plugged in. You know, we even turn our computers off, but we often don't turn ourselves off and say enough is enough. We don't need to be plugged in all the time, but we are now having to be conscious of that because it's become so much a way of life that that isn't conscious for us. We live on autopilot a lot of the time. Let me pick up my phone. Let me just go and look into this. Let me just go into that app. Let me just see what I'm doing there, you know? Glued to a screen. Listen to yourself and your inner voice. I've repeated it so many times already today and also in the last episode, but it's so important. Let yourself flow with your life, not against it. We know when we're going uphill rather than flowing down. If we go upstream, it's not easy. And it's not about saying that, you know, life's supposed to be easy all the time, because it's not. And it isn't always easy. And actually, we can all look back and say things that we've learnt from times that haven't been great and how we've grown from those times. So it's not that I'm saying make everything easy. What I'm saying is face the direction that flows. Sometimes we just need to stop and change something within our life. And that has that knock-on effect and that domino effect of changing everything around us. Take a hold of your dreams and run with them. Dare to dream. Dare to take hold of them and dare to run with them. Why not? Why live with regret? Why live with resentment? I watched an episode of Oprah. It was this episode where she was interviewing a mother. And this mother was really busy all the time, and she was always rushing her children around to everything. You know, I've got to take them to this practice, I've got to take them to there, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. It was all about the children's activities and what the children needed. And although the children may be getting all of their needs met at that current time, the example she was giving her children was that her needs weren't important. Oprah was saying that it's really important that her needs are met as well, and that she also does things in her life that she enjoys, because children are the happiest when they see their parents happy. It's just something to think about. And also try new things that you didn't want to try because you were worried what people may think. You don't have to be a genius at something to want to try it or do it. For example, I love pottery. I love moulding clay and getting my hands dirty and just moulding it on the potter's wheel. Now, I haven't done this for years, but I love it. But the thing is, I have no interest in making pots and plates and vases. No interest at all. I have no interest in finishing it off, putting it in the kiln, none of that. I just like the moulding of it and then just breaking them down and starting again and doing it. And I've got to book in to do that. I must do that this year. It's something I love doing, and it's like, I don't know where I know now where that was from, because when I was very, very young, I think probably only 5 or 7 or something like that, my eldest sister, she bought me a potter's kit, and it had this electric potter's wheel, and it was a plastic kit, and it had some clay, and I put the clay on it and with water, and it had some tools, and I loved it. And I played with it for hours and hours and hours. And I never forget that. And later on in life, I did try it again with a real full-size potter's wheel. But I haven't done it since. I mean, it must be at least 20, 30 years since I've done that. So it doesn't matter about whether you're good at something or not, because some people might want to sing and they're like, but my voice isn't great. So what? Go and sing. It's going to make you feel better. It doesn't matter how good your voice is. Get in a choir. Some people might want to learn an instrument. Some people might want to study astronomy. Whatever it is, it doesn't actually matter, because sometimes it isn't about the end result. It's actually about the doing. It's about the being in it in the moment, because you just want to do it and it brings you joy. And it doesn't matter what the end result is. The thing that matters is the doing of it. Is the getting into it, getting involved, doing what you want to do in terms of connecting with what makes you happy. And the thing is, when we do this, it means that you step into your own power, not the lack of it that maybe another person has assigned to you. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do or achieve anything. You know, most people speak from a place of where they are at. From their perspective, if something seems unachievable to them, how can they possibly see it being achievable to you? If they're filled with fear, how will they understand that you can be armed with courage? And that's what we need, courage. Let's go into the new year with courage. Courage and belief in ourselves, in our dreams, the things we like to do, the things we want to try. And that we are valid, and we and our voice is important, and our needs can be met. But sometimes it's us that needs to meet them and not wait for someone else to do it. So listen, go and have a great 2022. And remember, if you're happy, the people around you are happy. It's been lovely being back with you. Thanks for listening. If you stop looking back, look forwards, just keep on, keep moving. You will see that your life and your love and your mind start improving. If you stop looking back, look forwards, just keep on, keep moving. You will see that your life and your love and your mind start improving. Mm-hmm.
stop looking back or look forwards. Just keep on, keep moving. You will see that your life and your love and your mind start improving.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please follow, like, subscribe, or even write a review. If you would like to support the show and make a donation, you will find a link in the show notes. Alternatively, you can donate on my website. It will be gratefully received. For upcoming courses and retreats, sign up to my mailing list at lucyburns.com. If you'd like to hear more of my music, you can find it on all major streaming or download sites under my artist name, Lazy Hammock. If you have any topics or questions that you would like answered or discussed in future episodes, please send for consideration to the Singing Buddha Podcast at gmail.com. You've been listening to the Singing Buddha Podcast.